Jillian Engel from JillianEngel.com and ChristianWifeUniversity.com. And in today's show of What's a Girl to Do, I've got a special treat for you. Yep, that's right. I've got Carly Kirchhoff from the blogs ManagingYourBlessings.com and FulfillingYourVows.com joining us on today's show. And she is one of the exclusive speakers for the upcoming Wisdom for Wives conference held on May 12th through the 14th. Now, if you don't know a thing about the Wisdom for Wives conference, let me tell you just a bit. It's designed to do exactly what the name says, impart wisdom to you in your role as a wife. How's that? Yeah, the conference is designed to come alongside you and encouraging and equip you in your marriage no matter what season or state it is in. It could be you just want to, on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe your marriage is a 5 and you'd like it to be an 8. This conference will help. Or maybe your marriage is at a 2 and you're desperate and you're struggling and it's a mess. This conference will help. Think of this conference as having a bunch of Titus II wives mentoring right there in your own home. We've got 14 different sessions, and the best part of the conference is that you can watch it in your PJs. So at this conference, Carly will be bringing a message about how to grow into a godly wife in spite of having ungodly role models. So without further delay, welcome here, Carly.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you? I'm so excited to have you here.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here.
Hey, now tell me a little bit about your ministry.
Well, kind of to sum it up, I guess I would say that God has just placed a real fire in my heart to teach and encourage and equip women to fulfill their God-given destiny. So within that, Jolene, God has also given me an equal passion to teach and encourage wives. And having a biblical marriage in today's world is not only possible, but it's actually achievable from right where they're currently at in their walk with the Lord. So it really lines up with the vision of the conference.
Absolutely. And I know, and you probably see this all over, that Christians, many of them are struggling in marriage. You know, that they're not quite, they either don't know how to connect their reality to what the Bible has to say, or they're just caught up in some trials, or not really having those role models to really kind of help them and guide them. But before we go into the conference itself, tell me, how did you get started in your ministry?
My ministry was definitely started well before I had founded my first website back in 2011. That's when I had founded my first site. But God had called me to speak to young women, high school age and college age, that came particularly from broken homes. You know, kind of the ones that were facing really tough situations. And this was back in 1999. That God had called me to start mentoring these young women. And so that's kind of where it had launched. And, you know, it was from there that the Lord, He paved the way for me to speak all over the country at various women's conferences because we were a military family. So, you know, every area we went to, from North Carolina to New York to Virginia to Oklahoma to Texas to all these different places, and the Lord just had favor, because I have to say one thing, I never go seeking out these things, because God has said it was very important and very clear in the beginning of my ministry that He would lead the way and that the opportunities would come to me. So, yeah, then we started moving around, and His word is true. He was not lying. So it wasn't until I had my third child that the Lord really sat me down from speaking, you know, just physically speaking.
Right.
And He began to just prepare my heart for online ministry. So I got to be honest, though, the idea of it, Jolene, of internet ministry, it was weird. You know, it was just
right
new to me. You know, but the Lord had to really, honestly, He had to isolate me. It was through living overseas in Germany, and my husband left for his fifth year-long deployment. It was at the beginning of that fifth year of separation that he called me. He just called me to start my first website, and now the rest is history. So.
Well, and you're so right when you mentioned that he somewhat isolated you, and you touched on that. And I know for me, you know, I've dealt with my own chronic illnesses for the last 15 years. That you know, you physically, I can't do what most women could do. You know, I love how the Lord works in the midst of the trials, and, you know, obviously in the moment when the trial takes place, I'm not happy, you know. I am not counting it all joy, you know. There is no counting it all joy in that second, you know. It doesn't happen until a little bit later. But
that's right.
I can look back and see how God can move in a trial, and He's using you and your isolation for a greater purpose, because your heart is to bring Him glory. And I found that with me that I'm like, wow, you know, God really did answer the cry of my heart because I have a heart for discipleship, but I didn't have the physical strength to go all over. So what we think as a negative, being isolated, God is using it for his good.
Praise God.
So I thought that, was really interesting how you said that. And then you talked about this online ministry thing. And it's just like, who teaches you how to do that? Where's the book app for that? It doesn't exist, you know.
No.
So I love it when I come in contact with women like you that have such a passion for the Lord and have such a passion and intense desire to minister to other women. Because what's happening is, yes, I'm identifying with you, but we're walking out our biblical commands to be the Titus 2 women to other women.
Amen. Amen.
And I firmly believe that that is just immensely lacking in our churches today. And, you know, it's not because I believe that the churches are dropping the ball.
Right.
I believe that there's a lot of scars on the hearts of women and a lot of insecurities that keep them from making those friendships and those connections. Or walking through that door and asking for help. And so what I'm finding is that they're coming online where there's safety behind that screen, and they're asking for that help. Or do you find that as well?
I do, and I do. I definitely see that, and I see women that, I've seen a lot more women who are married to non-believers, that their husbands would ridicule them or not, you know, they're not supportive in their choices to seek God. And so they've been able to quietly be ministered to without, you know, compromising,
right,
but winning the hearts of their husbands, you know. So I totally agree with that, and I've seen a ton of it, and I just thank God that he knows what we need, and I'm just happy to be a vessel just to say yes, because Lord knows if people heard me here or knew me and not Christ in me, they wouldn't like me.
That's funny that you mentioned that, because my husband said something to my teenage son the other day about, you know, we're teaching them what to look for as they grow older in a wife, you know, some characteristics to be mindful of today. And my husband said, you know, that she's a sweet wife and that she loves the Lord. And I started laughing, and I'm like, there ain't no sweet wife personality. It doesn't exist. And he goes, what? Like, what do you mean? I'm like, sweet is not personality. It does not come with the personality. I said, you remove Jesus and there ain't no sweetness in me. It's gone, you know. But that's the reality of, you know, just our sin nature. And I think a lot of women, I know for me, I struggled with my identity and my personality for years, that I had to figure out who I was in Christ. And once that happened, it was just like, I'm good to go. Now, some people are going to love it. Some people are going to hate it. Either one you choose, I'm kind of fine with. So, you know. Okay, so anyways, tell me a bit about your family.
I'm a very blessed woman, I have to say that. I have an amazing husband. His name's Michael. He is super supportive. You know, he supported me through thick and thin during our, you know, course of 15 years marriage. And God's really used Michael to teach me just a lot through his actions, you know. He's the type of person that is a true servant leader. So I'm just really thankful that God put somebody like that in my life, because I had the leader part down, but the servant part not so much, you know. And just seeing, gosh, just speaking volumes, Michael speaks volumes to me constantly through his actions, and, you know, his love and his humility. And obviously, you know, we know it's Christ through him, but the one thing I always say is that I just thank him for saying yes, for obeying, you know, because he doesn't have to obey. And and he just, oh gosh, I love that man. So, you know, that's Michael, my husband. And then we've also been blessed with five children. Two of them are awaiting us in heaven, and then we have three that are living here, you know, on earth. And they're ranging in ages from 6 to 14. And I'm a homeschooling mom. I started homeschooling my first one, you know. We kind of stay from birth, and so she's in high school now. And it's, I love it. It's been a blessing for me, a perfect fit, and I'm just thankful that I had Jesus in my life to show me that I even desired any of these things, to be a wife or a mother. So.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I think that that is a true statement with, you know, with Christ, you know, before, because you're, I don't know, when did you come to Christ?
It was in 1998.
So, I got saved in 96. And okay. you're so right. You know, our mindset changes once we get saved. But then we need to take that next step forward and say, okay, am I going to obey this?
That's right.
You know, and you have a beautiful example of what I'm sure many listeners would love to have. And you're speaking very highly of your husband and talking about the choices that he's made and the blessings that you're receiving as a result of that out of his obedience. And yeah. I know the half glass or half empty glass analogy. Now, I always mix up my analogies all the time, so I know I'm not going to say it right, so I'm not even going to bother. But I know that you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
it's very easy for us to look at, oh, well, that's so great for you, Carly. You have this wonderful husband, and my husband's nothing like that. But what I want to point out is look at your appreciation for his choices and then flip it. Now, imagine you're the wife, and you're walking in obedience, and the husband is receiving the benefits from your obedience. Your husband is, over time, going to start looking at you and say, gosh, I just love that woman.
Amen.
Because that's a lot of times we have to, for me, I feel like I'm teaching the women that, is don't just look at, oh, somebody else has this great blessing, but realize the gratitude there and realize the examples that's putting forth. Because I could be married to a dirtbag all day long, okay, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to change my obedience to the Lord, because I stand before the Lord. I choose to please the Lord. Will my husband reap those benefits? Yes, he will. Whether he, you know, whether he chooses to embrace that. I mean, mine embraces it. As a believer, he embraces it. And, you know, and I believe that any non-believing husband would embrace a kind wife and a sweet wife, you know. Anyway, so I love that you touched on that, because I wanted the listener to realize that it's not just our circumstances that say we have a great marriage. What's taking place is you chose to surrender to the Lord, and your husband's chosen to surrender to the Lord. And yes, that is when you're walking in unity in Christ. And sometimes, you know, our walks aren't always at the same place together, you know?
Right.
So
right.
Anyways, okay. So God called you to do this online thing. What is it specifically that you help gals do?
Well, my hope and my heart is that, you know, women can find a source of encouragement and wisdom for their lives. I just really hope that God, through me, you know, that I'm allowing women to see the light and hope of Jesus, you know, through the work he's called me to do, so that in turn it can, you know, help encourage them along their God-given path. Because I know for me, I've never been the type of person to look at somebody and want to be them.
Right.
But seeing, you know, I always seen characteristics, you know, in a person that I admire. Like, wow, I love how, you know, faithful that person is, or you know, whatever the quality was that I would see. Gosh, I desire to be more, you know, graceful or whatever. Just
you're
things that are
inspired by their character.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And so that's really, you know, that's what I believe that the Lord is doing. Just based upon the feedback that I received, that's part of it, but also based upon the fact that there's just only confirmation that God sends along the way, and it's not always a person praising you or thanking you. It can just be simply a mindset, a different mindset that God has given me as a result of the diligence that, you know, I'm carrying out on his behalf to walk out this road, because you and I both know it's not easy. It is easier to just lay down and just, whatever, let somebody else do it, or
oh, sure.
It's easy, you know, it's just easy to be, I guess, to just kind of live life.
To let somebody else be the church, because that's really what it is. You know, that's what it comes down to. You know, I've read, I don't know, I come across stuff in Facebook about how the church isn't doing this, how the church isn't doing that, and I'm just like, we're the church. You know, the church is not just a building with four walls. You know, so yes, we should receive encouragement and be equipped at our churches. Otherwise, if that's not happening, go find a new church. But every single one of us is a believer. God's given us a spiritual gift. And so my challenge is, what are you doing with it?
Yes.
You know, because oftentimes we say, I say it every single day just about, you know, in ministries, that I'm not qualified to do this. Who am I to do this? You know, and it's just like, Lord, this is getting too big. I don't know how to manage it. You know, you need those freak out moments in ministry. And it's just like, it's not my deal. You know, it's not my ministry. It's the Lord's ministry. And I just happen to show up. You know, but
that's right.
Can I and can you Yes, we could take the easy path of this is hard. It's hard to show up on a regular basis. It's hard to be diligent.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, but, you know, we're doing marriage stuff. Now, is your marriage not getting attacked in the process? Because what if Satan could shut up the messenger?
That's right. Oh, yeah. Even just today, before our chat, you know, I could, because I knew what it was. I recognized what it was and who it was. But all the things that were happening that never seemed to happen in my house with the children.
Right.
Just craziness. And it was like, you know, I kept hearing, okay, putting off the, you know, sort of heaviness of the garment of praise, because I felt heavy. And I was just like, Lord, I know what this is.
Right.
Because we know that the enemy is always trying to silence believers, but he can't. You know, I'm silencing him because we know that the Lord tells us that the mouth of the liars will be silenced, not us.
Right.
And everything else. It doesn't line up with the word. So I was just worshiping, you know, and singing and walking around here and, you know, just telling the kids, hey guys, you know, you just have to just let mommy have his time because, you know, I have two young boys. So one is one thing, but you know how boys are exponential things. They just, it's like a phenomena. You have more than one, bam, 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 and stuff starts multiplying. And, yeah. And so it was just funny. This morning was interesting. So yes, I totally saw that. And I just thank God though, that his word gives us the keys to the kingdom, you know, and we
right.
can go and after the worship, I was just like, oh wow, it's totally gone. You
well,
know,
we're the victors. We're winning. You know, we're on the winning side. And I want every wife to hear that and be reminded of that because, you know, even in ministry, the Bible talks about it rains on the just and unjust alike. Whether you're a believer or non-believer, you're going to go through stuff. Okay. Whether you're in ministry or not in ministry, you're going to go through stuff. You know,
yeah.
Obviously if God's calling you to be out on the forefront, my husband will always say to me, you know, when the tears start to set in and I'm exhausted and overwhelmed, he reminds me that the one who is out front gets hit the most. It's like
that's
a
right.
battle term that I'm like, what? Like,
that's
and I'm like,
awesome.
I don't know that I want to be out front.
and
he's just like, this is who you are. You can't be anything else. And this is who God
that's
has
right.
called you to what to do. And so the wife that is listening today, your circumstances today, I want you to hear that God is in the midst of it and he's
yes.
going to redeem it. And you have to just trust in him and pursue him in the process because yes, Carly and I may be doing this podcast. Well, here's the reality. We're just two gals chatting on the phone and it's being recorded for you to hear.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. There's nothing special in it. There's
yep.
no secret sauce in it. You know, it's just, I'm
yep.
having a conversation with my girlfriend in hopes that, hey, let's record this and let's hope that it will minister to other women going through some similar things. That's,
yes.
that's the basic premise of it. Okay, so share with me some success stories of gals who've responded to your message. I'm sure they've written to you and shared, you know, all sorts of great stuff. Can you think
yeah,
of any?
No, it's... You know, the first one that comes to mind is actually the very first message I ever received. I started blogging in the summer, the beginning of the summer in 2011, and I had written an article that was just talking about how much of a failure I am at being a mother in my flesh, but how God, you know, he still loves me, you know?
Right, right.
And, just a truthful reality. Just, yeah. So the gist of the article was that, you know, even though I fail, my God is bigger and he sustains me and he molds me into his likeness through these failures.
Right.
So this woman told me that she was actually, oh my gosh, she was thinking of ending her own life
oh.
as a result. Oh my gosh, it makes me want to cry. Like as a result of being an absolute failure as a mother. And she told me that God led her to my article
oh.
and then it gave her hope and insight and just really what she was saying was that he gave her insight into the issues that she was facing in the current state of mind that she was in. And
right.
That email, Jolene, like, it rocked me to the core. It was like, I knew that God called me. I
right.
know his voice.
Right, right.
And I knew I was going to obey, even though I tried not to. I really didn't want to be a blogger, but we'll
right.
go into that. And,
right, right.
you know, so it was like, but what I think really, really got me was that this right here, this is that type of confirmation that I'm talking about.
Right.
Like, even though it's hard and there's times where every time I press, you know, save or, schedule an article or whatever. Every time I do it, I just think, oh, okay, yeah, because, nobody wants to hear what I have to say. Why would they? Who am I?
Yes.
Yes. And so that was the little thing I kind of needed to remind of it. Well, you are a child of God, Carly, and you are a vessel, and you are obedient, and you are the head and not the tail, and you are, all these things he started ministering to me about because of his word and his promise. And he said, it's the hope of glory that I have placed within you that needs to come out. Remember, just always remember that it's not about you, it's about
right.
me. It's not about your failures and your shortcomings. And so I think the awesome part of it for me was that I just had no idea that God could use me in lives of strength all over the world,
Right. Now, you touched on something that I want the listeners to hear, and it was the words that you say, and they're the same words that I say in our flesh, is I can't do this, and who am I, and nobody's going to read this, and it's certainly not going to impact anyone, and where do I put the comma? Where does the stupid comma go? Because I don't know where it goes, and because our insecurities are glaring at us, and yet you made a wise choice, and your wise choice, okay, all the listeners need to hear this, whether they do outside ministry or inside, and when I say outside and inside, inside your home is inside ministry. It's to the mama that just had a newborn and the two-year-old, and she's just trying to, brush her teeth for that day.
Yeah.
And maybe get her shower in. You're doing inside ministry. It's like, this is all you can handle, and there's nothing wrong with that. But seasons
That's
will come when you'll do outside ministry.
Yes.
And I want you to hear one pivotal point, because it goes in line with the wisdom that we're talking about, wisdom for wives, that you made a choice to stop listening to the words that you're hearing and to go back to the Word of God. And you heard the Word of God. You were in the Word of God, and you held on to the promises, and that allowed you to say, you know what, I'm going to surrender to God's plan and, combat the enemy with the Word. You made a wise choice. You're the wise woman there. Okay.
Praise God.
And praise God for that, because oftentimes we don't feel like it. We feel like, oh, I screwed that up again. I didn't handle that well. And I just screamed at them over this. And, here I wasn't the wise woman building up the house. I was tearing it down piece by piece, So I want women to know that they're not alone, that we are all struggling in different areas at different times, but yet the pain is very normal. That we experience. Because oftentimes what the enemy wants to do is to make us feel so isolated that nobody else understands.
Yes.
Like that one woman who wanted to take her life. Okay, so tell me real quick, what are you speaking on at the conference?
I'm going to be talking about growing into a godly wife in spite of having ungodly role models.
Okay.
That's the title of the talk. And I think that it's definitely, it's just something that's very near and dear to my heart. Because I come from a very broken home, full of everything that God opposes, just to put it mildly. And, I honestly didn't ever want to get married because of the whole relationship that my mom and stepfather had. But like we talked about earlier, but God entered into my life, and he healed me from just so much pain and devastation. And he was able to then show me the true desires in my heart, just buried behind all of the mess,
right
there, and all of the fronts and the, all the things that we do in order to try to protect ourselves, defense mechanisms and whatnot. And he just showed me that, wow, I actually want to be a wife and a mother. I would have never guessed that, So I think that, I'm talking about that. And not only did he show me from that, Jolene, and he revealed his will for my life, but he blessed me with a Christ-loving man that, I couldn't have fathomed it, because again, it was one of those things that, my vision was very narrow because I could only see what my little short, small existence on this earth had seen in the lens of my life. And it was nothing godly. It was nothing biblical of any sort, So that was something that, it's just been such a redeeming thing for me and so pivotal in my life. And, while our marriage isn't perfect,
perfect marriage ended back in the garden. The perfect, they gotta understand that. Because even though that we teach on marriage, we share on marriage, we don't have perfect marriages. Because
Amen.
The perfect marriage ended back in the Garden of Eden. Okay, so
That's
don't
right.
the listener, I don't ever want you to feel like, again, that you're alone and I don't have this perfect marriage and I'm married to a crummy guy and you guys just don't understand. You know, we want to be able to walk with you and point out some tools and de-equip you. And when I go back to your story, Carly, it's like you didn't have any of that. You're very similar to where I was. I'm like, I'm not getting married, you know, because it's just like we didn't see the good.
No.
But, God, like you said, God placed that little desire in your heart, and you're like, all right, maybe I'll step out in this. And again, as an act of, you know, obedience to God's plan for marriage. Now, let me restate that, because it's not just, oh, I met this great guy, and he swept me off my feet. You knew walking in that you had to make a choice to say, okay, I don't know what a godly marriage looks like, because one wasn't emulated, but I'm going to trust God. And that means you then have to walk in obedience. And you're receiving that blessing. I want every single wife that comes across our ministries to have those tools so they could walk in God's plan for marriage. Because, you know, marriage today is not only under attack, but many believers don't see it necessarily as a good thing. And it's just like, it's a beautiful thing when you do marriage according to God's plan.
That's right.
You know?
That is. Yes,
when it's,
that's exactly it.
When it's according to God's plan. Okay, so tell me who will benefit from your talk.
I think that any wife, regardless of where she's at in her marriage, will benefit. While it was kind of, you know, coming from the standpoint of people that came from, you know, some tougher situations, I honestly think that it will benefit anybody that listens, to be honest, because the crux of it is just wanting to shed the light on the fact that God can redeem you from your past to give you beauty for ashes.
Right.
We can all relate to that. And, you know, I also think it will benefit those who desire to be married or are currently engaged, you know, people that are in those situations as well. So, you know, because it's God, I don't say that because of me or my experiences, but because it's the Lord, I believe that anybody that's willing and open to learn will benefit.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right about that when you say not because of you, but because of God, because, you know, just the title of the conference, Wisdom for Wives, that's a pretty powerful title right there. And it's just like, I'm not here to say, oh, well, I have all this wisdom. I'm here to point you to pure wisdom. And pure wisdom is Jesus Christ. Pure wisdom is the Word of God. My heart is just to help you connect the dots from your reality to that Christ-centered marriage that you're seeking. So I love the fact that you are bringing a message to really minister to those that didn't have those godly upbringings and role models, that they're like, I hear it all the time on my site. You know, I don't have any godly role models. You know, my parents were like this, or my mom was like that, or I've even heard, well, you know, I came from a Christian home, but my mom always had issues with these verses or whatever. And so they didn't have what they needed. So I'm really excited about your message. I'm so blessed that you have joined us on this call. I love the fact that I was able to actually speak with you. And to our listener, don't forget to sign up for the Wisdom for Wives Conference. I know that your marriage will be absolutely transformed because it's the Word of God that's doing it. You know, the Holy Spirit's going to come in and open up your heart and show you some things. And the Holy Spirit doesn't condemn. You know, that's what Satan does. Satan's the condemner. The Holy Spirit just wakens you up to that righteous path of what the Word of God says. So you can find out more about the conference and all the speakers right here on the page. Just look for the link and it'll take you to the conference page. And until next time, I'm Jolene Engel at JoleneEngel.com and ChristianWifeUniversity.com. Live and pour out life for Christ.